M. Night Shyamalan had a super hit back many years ago with Sixth Sense. And since then, he made four or five successful ones and just had the reputation as the ultimate scary filmmaker. And the thing that was great about all of his is that they always had lots of humor. But then he unfortunately made a movie called Lady in the Water and five or six more really stinkers. And out of all of those, he did have one movie that did make some money. And from that money, he has concocted and used that to finance his own film called The Visit. And it's kind of back to his originals. It's full of gallows humor, and it's a horror flick, but it is hilarious many, many times throughout. And it's not as ambitious as his other movies. For instance, there are probably no actors in it that people have heard of. There are two children who are Tyler and Rebecca, and they're played by Ed Oxenbould and Olivia Dijon. And their mother, maybe people do know her, that's Catherine Hahn. And she has not seen her parents for 15 years. They were estranged. But she believes that it's time for her children to go visit the grandparents. So she sends them off for a visit with Nana and Pop-Pop. Nana is played by Deanna Dunnigan, and Pop-Pop is Peter McRobbie. And it's going along fairly well, except that there are certain rules at this house, this very isolated home in this snow-covered country somewhere in the Midwest. And no, it's actually in Pennsylvania. That's where all of his movies are. I should know that. And things start to happen. The children have to be in bed by 9:30, and there's noises, there's strange things. There's Granny who's running through the house. I mean, actually galloping through the house, and then she does all this projectile vomiting, and Pop-Pop that explains, well, all it is that she suffers from what a lot of elders have, which is called sundowner syndrome. Once it gets nighttime, she gets really weird. Well, anyway, various things happen, and Shyamalan has his trademark walloping surprise twist, which is a good one I did not figure out, and I'm tickled about that because I did figure out The Sixth Sense, and I was always disappointed about that. But anyway, it has this shaky camera throughout. I need to warn people about, like, you know, the kinds of things that have made people have to leave the theater because they too might have some of that projectile, you know what. And so you have to be warned, because one of the children, she's documenting everything. She's making a film. That's the girl. The boy is a rapper. And I haven't decided yet whether these children are obnoxious or likable. I guess it kind of depends on who you are. I didn't care for the rapping at all. But I do recommend this movie, and particularly for the performance of this lady. She's a Texas native named Deanna Dunnigan, who plays Nana, and she is a Tony Award winner. She's mainly a stage actress, and she is just a marvel as this woman who switches from demure to berserk, and I recommend it just for her performance.